an early insight into the threat I posed by John Gray. My first time out of the city, on a drive to see my emerald cousins, I'm in the back seat waiting for my nature books to come to life. Didn't start well, of course. Suburbs thin, farms took over, as expected. And then, as we took to the inland highway, human habitation gave sway to sparse trees, scrub, occasional creeks, and roadkill. So the glossy pages of my well-thumbed animal encyclopedia came to death. Splattered wallabies, possums, a large grey kangaroo, its tail still thumping the life away in a ditch at the side of the road. I could see the smoke from the culprit far in the distance, a huge lorry taking unwitting aim at whatever was foolish enough to cross its path, namely any marsupial without the smarts to avoid the onslaught of human traffic, which is every marsupial. It seemed forever before I saw my first living creature, another kangaroo, this one bounding off into the distance. I longed for it to come closer, and yet I prayed that it stay away. I wanted to embrace it, name its species, observe up close its hair-like head, those springy back legs, somehow keep it safe. But there was another truck barreling up behind us. The evidence was plain to me. No good could come of my goodness.